The Lord thy Maker, that has stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth. I am the Lord thy Israel God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared, the Lord of hosts is his name. Thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel, Jacob. Thy Maker is thine husband, Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. The Holy One of Israel, Jacob, the portion of Jacob, Israel's God, Savior, and Redeemer. I am a father to Israel, Ephraim my firstborn. Israel is his son. I am the Lord your Israel God. The Lord is our defense, the King of Israel. Jacob is my servant, whom I have chosen. Israel is my inheritance, the rod of inheritance, heritage, pleasant portion, my witness, chosen servant, Holy One. Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, he made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Just run, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thou art my servant, I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leads thee in the way that thou shouldest go. The Lord require of thee to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. My people, my nation, I gave thee thine heritage. I am he that comforts you, thou Zion, my people. I set my statutes before you and fathers. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. I've put my words in thy mouth. I've covered thee with the shadow of my hand. I called him Abraham alone, and blessed him and increased him. I chose Israel. I love Jacob. I have loved you, the Virgin of Israel, with an everlasting love. And therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. The Maker and Fashioner of Jerusalem defenses. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Jacob is chosen. The Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. He has not dealt so with any nation. My servant Jacob, I remember thee, Israel. God led thee by the way. I have given things to Judah. Jacob, my servant, I am with thee. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. The Lord God of hosts spake at Bethel. The Lord is his, Jacob's memorial. I have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I set Moses before thee, Aaron and Miriam. I gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. The Lord has appeared unto me of old, Israel telling his love. I will build thee with supplications, weeping, will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. I went to cause him, Israel that escaped the sword, to rest. I have nourished and brought up children. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. His name is great in Israel. God testified to Israel, I have given land to my servant Jacob. I will dwell in the midst of them forever. I am their Israel's inheritance possession. The Lord the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it Israel, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, our father, our redeemer, thy name from everlasting. I, the Lord, do keep it, vineyard Israel. I will water it every moment. Lest any hurt it, I will keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would set briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together, or let them take hold of my strength. that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. When Israel was a child, then I loved him, and called my son out of Egypt. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms. I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them as if they take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboam? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. And I, that am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, will yet make thee Israel to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have spoken by the prophets, I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. By a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. I destroyed the Amorites before Israel. I destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up out of the land of Egypt and led you 40 years. I raised up of your sons for prophets. Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt? Shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt, thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it, and he caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. Thy right hand hath planted vineyard Israel, thou madest the branch Israel strong for thyself. Thou hast purchased thy congregation of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. The Lord has chosen Zion, he has delivered it for his habitation. I will abundantly bless her Zion's provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. The earth removed out into sea. God is in the midst of her city. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. God is known in her city palaces for a refuge. God has shined from Zion. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. The Lord God might dwell among them, men even rebellious. The Highest himself shall establish her, Zion. I will make the place of my feet throne glorious. The Lord hath founded Zion. God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah. Not ashamed to be called their believer's God, for he has prepared for them a city. He is the temple of the city. Revelation, New Jerusalem. Like a shepherd versus a lion is not afraid, so shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending it also he will deliver it. Passing over he will preserve it. He has filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. There, Jerusalem, the glorious Lord, will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams. He dwells in Mount Zion. There, Zion, will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed, the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel. He shall choose thee. He that has mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. The Lord has comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. The Lord will come with vengeance, God a recompense. He will come and save you. Nations that knew thee not shall run unto thee because the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard gospel against them, the enemy. He makes a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters. I will do a new thing, he is able. I'll even make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. I give waters in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. He shall judge among the nations and rebuke many peoples. The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. The day the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud. He shall utterly abolish the idols. He rises to shake terribly the earth. The branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious. The Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke
by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. The Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. I will be under her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined unto the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee. The Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. He is raised up out of his holy habitation. I will encamp about my house. I will cut off the chariot of Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will shake all nations. I will fill this house with glory. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I'll overthrow the chariots. I created Jacob for my glory. I formed Israel for myself. Made, redeemed Israel. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine, and I will be with thee, Israel. When thou passest through the waters, rivers, fire, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Thou wast precious in my sight. I have loved thee. Will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. For your sakes have I sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles. I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I'll say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name. Israel are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to the hoary heads will I carry you. I made you, and I will bear. I will carry, and will deliver you. I said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. A woman forget her sucking child, yet will I not forget thee, Israel. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, and thy walls are continually before me. He forsakes not his saints. He has not cast away his people which he foreknew. He left a seed, remnant. He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. That's Israel's remnant. He says to his servant, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Unto me is thine help. The Lord, he is there, Israel, Aaron, and fearers, help, and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless Israel, Aaron, and those who fear. Saying to Canaan, touch not mine anointed, Israel, and do my prophets no harm. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. Thy right hand and thy arm, the light of thy countenance, save them, because thou hast a favor unto them. The Lord, who has not given us his prey to their teeth, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. I will save thee, Israel, from afar off. I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. The Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. The Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. It's Israel exiting Babylon. New Testament applies to Christians leaving the secular way of life. To whom is the arm of the Lord, Jesus, the gospel revealed? The Lord has redeemed Jacob, glorified himself in Israel. The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. What have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? My name is continually every day blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore in that day that I am he that does speak. Yea, behold, not yea, redo. Behold, I, the Lord, shall bring again Zion. He saved them from the hand of him that hated him, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. I will not hold my peace for Zion's sake. I will not rest for Jerusalem's sake. Unto the righteousness thereof go forth its brightness, and the salvation thereof, as a lamp that burns. The heavens pour down salvation. I, the Lord, have created it. Who has told it from ancient times? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. None beside me. I the first, and I the last, and beside me no God. Who, none, as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it, yea, and you are my witnesses? If there a God beside me, try that again. Is there a God beside me? Yea, no God. I know not any. God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it and created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I, the Lord, and there is none else. I, God, and none else. I, God, and none else. God. And none like me. I, the Lord, and none else. No God beside me. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth. I have sworn by myself, bless Abraham, to destroy Edom. And here everyone confess that justification is only from God. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. We have righteousness and strength in the Lord. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be afar off. And my salvation shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion, for Israel my glory. Thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, branch Jesus. The Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. First Moses, second Christ. He shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea. With his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river and shall smite it with the seven streams. And make men go over dry shod, like the Exodus. They say, thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. God is my salvation. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. He has done excellent things. Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. He will revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain. This cornerstone was the Lord's doing. He saith, I have heard thee, Messiah, in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. He, the Lord, said unto me, Jesus, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He chose a living stone. Jesus rejected head cornerstone metaphor. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Jesus is priest forever. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. The man of thy right hand, upon the Son of Man whom thou madest strong for thyself. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers, reaching unto the Gentiles. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers, reaching to Gentiles. Thou spakest in visions to thy holy one, Samuel, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one, David, Messiah, chosen out of the people, with whom Messiah my hand shall be established, mine arm shall also strengthen him, Messiah. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, Messiah, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. In thy Messiah's righteousness shall thy people be exalted. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments. I'll visit their transgression with a rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David, faithful to his seed forever. My servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him, Jesus. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. My salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Because they think that lies protect them from death, I lay in Zion for foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious corner stone, a sure foundation. I will lay judgment to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, judging sincerity. The Redeemer Jesus shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Government on the shoulder of the child, called Mighty God.
For thou hast made him, the anointed, most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For thou preventest him, anointed, with the blessings of goodness, and setteth a crown of pure gold on his head. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, anointed. He said to his son, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. God has blessed thee, Messiah, forever. The Lord, Father, said unto my David's Lord Jesus, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. I will make thine enemies thy footstool. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. He, anointed, asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days, for ever and ever. He, David, Messiah, shall cry unto me, God, thou art my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Thou hast given, thy anointed, his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the quest of his lips, Selah. He will hear his anointed from his holy heaven, with the saving strength of his right hand. The Lord saves his anointed.
In an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth.
The Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
It pleased the Lord to bruise him. My righteous servant justify many. This is the Lord's doing, cornerstone. This is the day which the Lord has made. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass. He, Messiah, shall roar like a lion. Powerful word. I will divide him a portion with the great. I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. I will raise up King David unto them. I will raise unto David a righteous branch. The Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman, Mary, compass a man. I will overturn it, Judah crowned, and it shall be no more, until he, the Messiah, come, whose right it is, and I will give it him.
Thy seed while I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. If thy children keep my covenant and my testimony, I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. He shall give his angels charge over thee. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The Lord of the King that sits upon the throne of David, thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations.
My mercy will I keep for him for evermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him.
The voice of the Lord that renders recompense to his enemies. A nation born in one day shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? The Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebukes with flames of fire. By fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. I will gather all nations and tongues, see my glory. I know their works, idolaters, and their thoughts. I will set a sign among them. I will send those that escape, mystery Babylon, of them unto the nations that have not heard my fame, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, to draw the bowl, to Tubal, and Javan. I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord. I will extend peace to her like a river, as one that his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. As the new heavens and the new earth which I make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. The Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. His reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. In the future, I will place them in their houses securely home. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. Thou hast broken the yoke of his burden with Jesus, the fair ruler, forever. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for which thou hast labored, when Christ comes to rule, probably. The Lord makes the earth empty, and makes it waste, and turns it upside down, and scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof, everyone equalized. The Lord will punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. The Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory. The Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces. He shall take away the rebuke of his people from off all the earth. He will save us. Then they'll say, this is the Lord.
The Lord God in his spirit has sent me. Isaiah or Christ. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, has he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver he has hid me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. The Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, says, Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. He said, Is it a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel? I will also give thee for light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakes morning by morning. He wakes my ear to hear as to learn. The Lord God has opened mine ear. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. The Lord God will help me. He is near that justifies me. The Lord God will help me.
Cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah, glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treads in the wine vat. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments. I will stain all my raiment. The day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. I looked, and there was none to help. I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury. I will bring down their strength to the earth. I have raised up one from the north. I will give to Jerusalem one that brings good tidings. I beheld, and there was no man that could answer. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for Gentile enlightenment, and for the prisoner's freedom. I am the Lord,
That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, Christ. The Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
The Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. The Lord's voice cries unto the city, Will I make thee sick in smiting thee, in making thee desolate because of thy sins? I will yet plead with you, and with your children will I plead. I will plead with thee because thou sayest I have not sinned. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. They say, He is torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. You should wait on him and not flee to Egypt, but the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord is a God of judgment. He will be gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear thee, he will answer thee. Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, he have better teachers. The Lord binds up the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? I set watchmen, prophets, over you. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin.
Is the spirit of the Lord straitened, you who hush his prophets? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walks uprightly? I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
Provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt.
Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. When cast away idols, he shall give the rain of thy seed. At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and destroy it? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I have thought to do to them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Do good, lest my fury go out like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. If not here, I swear by myself that this house shall become a desolation. See good, and not evil, that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. Repent, North Israel, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep my anger forever. I am married unto you, and if repent, I will take you one of a city, two of a family, and will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. Repent, and I will heal your backslidings. Circumcise heart, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn. If there be any that executes judgment and seeks the truth, and I will pardon it. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem. Let my soul depart from... Try it again. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. If amend ways, execute judgment, oppress not. Don't walk after other gods, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, forever and ever.
I have not done without cause all that I have done in Jerusalem. I am the Lord, and that I have not said in vain that I would do this evil unto them. I commanded my servants, the prophets, my words and statutes. I have commanded you ways. Command I them to obey well. Obey my voice. The mouth of the Lord has spoken to people. I set my law before them. The Lord has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets. The Lord has given land unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. Provoked me to anger with the work of their hands. The city has been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they have built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face. I taught them, rising up early and teaching. I commanded them not children through fire, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets. I have given this land to you and your fathers. I have spoken unto you, them, Judah. I have spoken unto thee against Israel. Write these words in a scroll. I have spoken unto thee from the days of Josiah, even to this day. I said, Surely these are poor. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them. For they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. But they have altogether broken the yoke. How shall I pardon thee for this? I have sent unto you all my servants the prophets, since the Exodus, till now, Jeremiah. I hearkened and heard, but none repented. In vain made he it the law. This pen of the scribes is in vain. The blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search.
Who is blind but my servant, or deaf is my messenger that I sent? Who is blind is he that is perfect, and blind is the Lord's servant? Mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. I planted thee a noble vine, a holy right seed, but now a strange vine unto me. Wherefore hath the Lord done this, thus unto this great city? Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord, their God. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because foreign aid, soothsayers, selfish toward strangers, multiplied gold and horses, idols. The Lord stands up to plead and stands to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancient of his people and the princes. The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. For transgressions I will not turn away the punishment of Judah. The Lord has also a controversy with Judah. Against this family Israel do I devise an evil. That which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Walk in Omri and Ahab's counsels, that I should make thee a desolation. And thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. The Lord has rejected thy confidences. I saw Judah did likewise, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel north committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. When I had fed them to full, then they committed adultery. Shall I not visit for these things? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation? Shall I not visit for these things, careless judges? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon all ages. Your sacrifices are not sweet unto me. Temple become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. I spake unto you rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. I set my name at the first temple in Shiloh. Go there, and see what I did, the ark taken. Do it for the wickedness of my people Israel. Idolaters do evil to provoke me to anger. The children of Judah have done evil in my sight. Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and their strange vanities? Shall I not visit them for these things? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Israel and Judah, broken my covenant which I have made with their fathers. Thus I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do. I have seen thine adulteries, nays, and the lewdness of thy whoredom, and thine abominations on the hills and the fields. Provoke me to anger, Baal. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. With stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. He told them to rest, but they wouldn't hear. Even to them, idols, hast thou poured a drink offering, thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? No. Have not I held my peace, even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, they shall not profit thee. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, that provokes me to anger continually to my face, holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, their sin written before me. These are smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. Because they despise the temple, therefore have I set it far from them. I will give it into the hands of strangers. I am profaned among them. I will search Jerusalem with candles, and punish the men that are settled on their lees, complacent. Let's say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast seen it, for thou withholdest mischief and spite to require it with thy hand. I saw that she, the south, was defiled. Shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, do so do to Jerusalem and to her idols? I will give her north cup into thine hand, since you followed the north. I will cast down your slain men before your idols. Wherefore, as I live, saith the Lord, surely because thou hast defiled my sanctuary with all thy detestable things, and with all thine abominations, therefore will I also diminish thee. Neither shall mine eye spare, neither will I have pity. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the alarm of war. I see the standard, because they have not known me. Because ye are all become dross, behold, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, I will melt you and try them. For how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Those who inhabit deceit, and through deceit, refuse to know me. Assyria, the work of my hands, the rod of mine anger, the staff in their hand is mine indignation. Nebuchadnezzar is my servant.
They vexed his Holy Spirit, therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old. The Lord will not cast off forever, and though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approves not. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he's not given me over unto death. Now unfaithfulness has afflicted me. Where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Nowhere. Which of your creditors to whom I have sold you? No one, you sold yourselves. When I came, was there no man? Israel left him. When I called, none to answer?
Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old, even though now chastened.
I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. I am with thee to save thee. If I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. He hath smitten him Israel, as he the Lord smote those, Sennacherib and Pharaoh, that smote Israel. No, his people get special treatment. He would provoke Israel to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation he would anger them. He has given of Israel the spirit of slumber. In my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee.
In vain have I smitten your children. I had pity for my holy name. I do this not for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake. I will sanctify my great name. I will be sanctified in you before their eyes. Will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me that I am the Lord. I will be their God. I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah. I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers. I will restore health to thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. I will save thee and thy seed from afar. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. I will cause them, governor, to draw near to approach God. I will be your God. I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth. I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. I will save my people, I will bring them. I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy, but now I will not be going to trust each other, under the residue of this people as in the former days, captivity. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. As you are cursed, so will I save you. As I thought to punish you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, and I repented not, so again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem. I will be your God. The Lord will have mercy on Jacob, will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. The Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, fear, bondage. He shall scatter Israel, will gather him, will keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. I have watched over them to pluck up, and to break down, and to throw down, and to destroy, and to afflict. So will I watch over them to build and to plant. The Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness. I shall bring again their captivity. I have satiated the weary soul. I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. I will cause their captivity to return. I will cause the captivity of Judah and Israel to return, and I will build them at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. I will pardon all their iniquities. It shall be to me a name of joy.
a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. People shall say, The Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and Judah. I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, my covenant with David my servant. I will multiply the seed of David my servant measurelessly. My people, my covenant, be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will command and cause them to return to this city. I will sow the house of Israel and Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. He hath an harvest, and for thee, Judah, when I return the captivity of my people, I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as a sheep. Will I assemble her that halts, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. He shall gather them of the sheaves into the floor. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halts, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and praise among all the people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes. Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be unto them a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries. I will give you the land of Israel, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them an heart of flesh. I will be their God. I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they have scattered, and I shall be sanctified in them.
I am for you, Israel. I will turn unto you. I will multiply men upon you. I will multiply upon you man and beast. I will settle you after your old estates. I will do better unto you than at your beginnings. I will cause men to walk upon you for business, even my people Israel. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more. I will take you from among the heathen, gather you out of all countries, and I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. I cleanse you. I gave land to your fathers. I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply the fruit of the trees. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord. I will accept you. I will make them, priests who shamefully can't go into the holy place anymore, keepers of the charge of the house. In the day that I have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities. I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. I will take the stick of Joseph and will put them with the stick of Judah, and they shall be one in mine hand. And I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and I will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land, and I will save them out of their dwelling places, and will cleanse them, and will be their God. I have given land unto Jacob my servant. I will be their God. I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel. I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of the enemy's lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. I have gathered them unto their own lands, and I have left none of them any more there, even captivity. I will bring them again to their land that I gave unto their fathers. I will send for many fishers, and after I will send for many hunters to gather back Israel. Will I be God of all the families of Israel? He gives a sun for the light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for light by night, which divides the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, if the heavens above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath. In other words, he won't do that. Build the house and temple after captivity, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified.
I called for a drought upon the land, because the temple is wasted. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail. The silver is mine, the gold is mine. The latter temple will be more glorious than Solomon's gold temple. In this palace will I give peace. From this day will I bless you. Will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee. I am with you. I covenant with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. I gave you thee a king in my anger, and took him away in my wrath. I will be thy king. I will ransom them from the power of the grave, and I will redeem them from death. Redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. I will hear their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from them. I will be as the dew unto Israel. I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree, for me is thy fruit found. As thy fruit found, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations. Will I raise up the tabernacle of David, and close up the breaks thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and will build it as in the days of old. I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. I will plant them upon their land which I have given them. The Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, as a wife of youths, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. As I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that has mercy on thee, hath mercy on thee. I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncle, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. I will make an everlasting covenant with you in the sure mercies of David. It, Israel's peace and joy, shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden. The Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness and desert rich trees, that they may understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of this people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate? The Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river Euphrates unto the stream of Egypt. He'll regather Israel as single grains falling out of the nations. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. All the Lord has bestowed on us, the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. I will make thee, Israel, a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he might give them the heritage of the heathen. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem and gather together the outcasts of Israel. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. The Lord will give grace and glory. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. The Lord shall count when he writes up the people that this man was born there. Selah. They shall be fat and flourishing, that thou mayest give him rest in the days of adversity. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory, loose prisoner to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. I will bring Israel again to his habitation. I will pardon them whom I reserve. The Lord has brought forth our righteousness. I will cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and I will give thee the opening of the mouth. He hath glorified thee. I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. And for brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. The Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The Lord shall be thine everlasting light. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planning, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Ye shall be named the priest of the Lord, and men shall call you the ministers of our God. I, the Lord, love judgment. I will direct their work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as the bridegroom decks and bride adorns. The Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth bud among all the nations. The mouth of the Lord shall name Israel with a new name. Israel shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. The Lord delights in thee, Israel, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands. Gather my saints together with unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I will bring them again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea. God answers them in the joy of his heart. Thus forget past evil. God brings back the captivity of his people. Thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. The Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even forever. I will make thine horn iron. I will make thy hoofs brass. I will consecrate there other nations gain under the Lord. I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy chariots. I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, so will I destroy thy cities. I will cut off the cities of thy land and throw down all thy strongholds. I will cut off witchcrafts out of thy hand, thy graven images. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee. Thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and I will leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. The Lord has taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. The Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of the enemies. Will I show unto him marvelous things like coming out of Egypt? I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them. I have lifted up my hand, swearing to revenge heathen. Thus saith the Lord, against all mine evil neighbors that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. After that I have plucked them out, I will return and have compassion on them and bring them again. I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation if not obey. I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee. I will contend with him that contends with thee, and I will save thy children alive, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. God pleads the cause of his people. I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped for the affliction. I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory has he sent me unto the nations which swell you. For he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me. When 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon for iniquity, make it perpetual desolation. All that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. I will punish all that oppress them. I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and I will give them one heart, one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I will give you an heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. I will make an everlasting covenant of peace with them. I will place them and multiply them. and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel. I'll make a new, not the old, covenant with the house of Israel and Judah. I made the old covenant with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. I was an husband unto them. New covenant. I'll put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I'll forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. By the blood of thy covenant I have set forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. I declare that I will render double unto thee, prisoners of hope. I took Sodom away as I saw good. I shall bring again there Sodom, sarcasm, captivity. I will remember my covenant, Old Testament, with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. I will give them Sodom and Samaria, Gentiles outside the fold, unto thee, Israel, for daughters, and not by thy covenant. Jewish religion, Old Testament. I will establish my covenant with thee.
He chastens him whom he loves, and scourges every son whom he receives. He chastens that we should not be condemned with the world. He chastens us for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Blessed a man who he chastens. I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. Will I cause lewdness to cease out of the land? I will make thy lewdness to cease from thee. I have purged thee. The Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee, Israel, no more with Assyria. Why sleepest thou, O Lord? Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our oppression and our affliction? Lord, why hast thou cast off my soul? Why hast thou hid thy face from me? O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why dost thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Thou hast set our iniquities before thee. Thou didst hide thy face when I was troubled. Why withdrawest thou thy hand? Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us drink the wine of astonishment. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. The Lord shall stretch out his hand. He saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. Thy wrath lies hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me in all thy waves, Selah. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit in darkness in the deeps. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. Thou hast showed me great and sore troubles. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou hast broken down her hedges. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance, and given them into thine Babylon's hand. God has cast us off. Thou hast pardoned Israel's rebellion. Thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. He shuts out my prayer. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth against us. We are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. I suffer thy terrors. Thou hast afflicted us. Thou hast brought us into the net. Thou hast laid affliction upon our loins. Thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. Thou hast cast off and abhorred. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame, Selah. Thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. He has enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He has made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He has turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He has caused his arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunken with wormwood. He also has broken my teeth with gravel stones and has covered me with ashes. Thou sellest thy people for naught and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou hast cast off and put us to shame and goest not forth with our armies. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain and hast not pitied. Thou makest us to turn back from our enemies. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen and a shaking of head among the people. Thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. Shall there be evil in the city, and the Lord has not done it?
The Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his servant. He revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. God warns people of punishment with prophets. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, against whom we have sinned? Therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary. I have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. For thou, O God, hast proved us and hast tried us as silver is tried. I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? I will not give my glory to another. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. I made to cease all sighing of by sending Persia into Babylon, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's hand. The Lord has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones. He has spread a net for my feet. He has turned my back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. He has made my strength to fall. The Lord has delivered me into their hands. The Lord has trodden underfoot. He has called an assembly against me. The Lord has trodden the virgin. The Lord hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. The Lord covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger and cast down from heaven under the earth the beauty of Israel and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. He has cut off in his fierce anger all the horn of Israel. He hath drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned against Jacob like a flaming fire which devours round about. He's bent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary, and slew all that were pleasant to the eye in the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. He's violently taken away his tabernacle, as if it were a garden, easy shack. He has destroyed his places of the assembly. The Lord has caused the solemn feasts and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion, and hath despised the indignation of his anger, the king and the priest. The Lord has cast off his altar. He has abhorred his sanctuary. He has given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. The Lord has purposed to destroy the law. He has stretched out a line. He has not withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore, he made the rampart and the wall to lament. He hath destroyed and broken her gate bars. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hands against me all the day long. He has broken my bones. He has builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He has set me in dark places, as they that be dead of old. He has hedged me about that I cannot get up. He has hedged me about that I cannot get out. He has made my chain heavy. The Lord has done that which he has devised. He has fulfilled his word, that which he commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down. He has not pitied. He has caused thine enemies to rejoice over thee. He has set up the hoard of thine enemies. The Lord has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandments. The Lord has accomplished his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger, and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured the foundations thereof. I will make thee, king's house, a wilderness, and will prepare destroyers against thee, saith the Lord unto the king's house of Judah. And thou art Gilead unto me, the head of Lebanon. These were known rich northern areas, desolated by the king of Assyria, not many years before. Even I will punish that man who says the burden of the Lord and his house. The burden of the Lord ye shall mention no more. I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of the Lord. I even I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. My net also will I spread upon him, prince. I will bring him, the prince, to Babylon. I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him, prince, to help him, and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them, and shall scatter them among the nations, and disperse them in the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence.
False prophets. The Lord has not sent them, albeit I have not spoken. I am against you, saith the Lord God. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity.
I'll even rend it, their writings and false prophecies, with a stormy wind in my fury. Will I break down the wall that you've dubbed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground? Will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, upon them that have daubed it? I'm against your pillows wherewith ye hunt the souls. I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go. Your kerchiefs also will I tear. I have not made the righteous sad you did. I will deliver my people out of your hand. If the prophet is deceived, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, and I'll stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him. I have heard what the prophet said. I am against the prophets. I sent them not, nor commanded them. I will even forsake you. I sent them not false prophets, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. I sent them not. I'll pour their wickedness upon them, false prophets. I'll bring evil upon them, the year of their visitation. In my house have I found their false prophets, priests, wickedness. I've seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. I've seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing, wickedness. All of them unto me as Sodom. I will feed them, prophets, with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. I have not sent these prophets, nor spoken to them. Because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood. The idolater, I, the Lord, will answer him that comes according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart. I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. Image. I will set my face against that man, and make him a sign and a proverb. I will cut him off from the midst of my people. As I live, saith the Lord, I will not be inquired of by you. As I live, saith the Lord, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. Like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness in the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you. I will cause you to pass under the rod, and will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from you, among you, the rebels, and them that have transgressed against me, and will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you. I will be sanctified in you before the heathen, and I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings. I command it not, spake, neither came into my mind, to burn your sons to Baal. I have pronounced evil against Judah, saith the Lord of Jehoiakim. I will punish him, his seed, his servants, for their iniquity. I will bring upon them, the men of Judah, all the evil that I have pronounced against them. This is your portion from me, against Judah. I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they hardened their necks, didn't hear. I will judge you in the border of Israel. I will give sentence against them, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. He executed judgments among you.
I have caused my fury to rest upon thee. I will cause my fury to rest upon them. I will be comforted. I will shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee. I will accomplish my fury upon them. I, the Lord, have spoken it in my zeal, when I have accomplished all my fury in them. Great is the anger and the fury of the Lord. Great is the anger and the fury that the Lord has pronounced against this people. A whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind, fall upon wicked. I poured my fury upon them for the blood they have shed. I shall execute judgments in thee, in anger and in fury and in furious rebukes. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I, the Lord, have poured out my fury upon you. The whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. I will gather you in mine anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. I will even make the pile for fire great. I will kindle a fire in thee and the forest thereof, Jerusalem. I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. I will utterly consume all things from off the land. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath. For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, they are burned. Have I lifted up mine hand against them? I will send mine anger upon thee. Mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon place, man, fruit,
Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I am against thee, and I will execute judgments in the midst of thee, in the sight of the nations. The fierce anger of the Lord will come upon you. The fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. The anger of the Lord kindled against his people, since they don't care about him and his words. Make this city's Tophet, valley of slaughter. Lord had indignation these 3 and 10 years. The Lord had indignation these 80 years against Judah. He has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee. The Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. The Lord has rejected them, Israel. I have consumed them in mine anger. Therefore I have poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them in the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads. I will judge thee according to thy ways. I will recompense upon thee all thine abominations. I also will recompense thy way upon thine head, and I will even deal with thee as thou hast done. I will recompense thy way upon thee. I will do unto them after their way. I will judge them according to their deserts. I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee. I will judge thee according to thy ways. I will recompense thee for all thine abominations. I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, according to their doings. I judge them according to their transgressions have I done unto them. I will recompense their disgusting way upon their own heads. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the brains, even to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. I will not keep silence. I will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Blasphemy, therefore I will measure their former work into their bosom. Thou renderest to every man according to his work. The righteous God tries the hearts and reins, sees and openly rewards our secret fasts, alms, and prayers, makes manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. He will recompense him, Jacob, according to his doings. The Lord called thy name, a green olive tree fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of great tumult he has kindled fire upon it. The Lord of hosts that planted thee has pronounced evil against thee. I have forsaken mine house and have left my heritage. My face will I turn also from them. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. Mine heritage is under me as a lion in the forest. It cries out against me, therefore have I hated it. Mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. I will set my jealousy against thee. I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm. Even in anger and in fury and in great wrath, I am against thee, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain. I will ease me of my adversaries and avenge me of my enemies who don't use power well. I will do it. I will not go back. Neither will I spare. Neither will I repent. Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. I'm weary with repenting. I've taken away my peace from this people, even love and kindness and mercies. I will not show you favor. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. He will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. I have spoken it. I have purposed it. I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. I will not hear Jeremiah's intercession for them. I will not hearken to them. I will not hear the time when they cry unto me for their trouble. What hath my beloved to do in my house, seeing she has wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. I will now remember their iniquity and visit their sin. The Lord does not accept them. I will not hear their cry when they fast. I will not accept their offerings. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I pity. I will make this proverb to cease. The days are prolonged, every vision fails.
I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. In your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and will perform it, saith the Lord God. I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate, without an inhabitant. I will make the land desolate, because they have committed a trespass. I will make thee waste and a reproach. I will make the city desolate and a hissing. And I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without an inhabitant. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, not covered. Shameful. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face. Shameful. The whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. Except the Lord of hosts had left us unto us a very small remnant, we should have been like Sodom. We should have been like unto Gomorrah. The whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth, gladness, bridegroom, and bride. I will take away from them the voice of mirth, gladness, bridegroom, bride, the sound of the millstone, and the light of the candle. I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah, from the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of mirth, gladness, bridegroom, and bride. He doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, that's the support and the necessities. Evil came down from the Lord unto the gate of Jerusalem. His anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still after all this chastening. I am against thee, Israel. I will draw forth my sword out of his sheath. I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. I have brought evil upon Jerusalem. I have given trees to the fire for fuel. So will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I have heard a voice as a woman in travail. Israelites cry because of murderers. I have set my face against the city for evil, and not for good. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates. I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from the city. I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail. There is no day like Jacob's trouble, a day of trouble, treading down, and perplexity by the Lord God of hosts, spoiling in Jerusalem. I sent out my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword and the famine and the noisome beast and the pestilence. I set all men, every one against his neighbor. I shall send upon them the evil arrows of famine. I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters. I, the Lord, have drawn forth my sword out of his sheath. I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease. I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and will bring distress upon men. I will bring evil upon them, this people, this place, from the north, and a great destruction. I will bring the sword upon thee, you, the worst of the heathen. I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols. I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, given to covetousness and not ashamed. The Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, since they're haughty. The Lord will take away the bravery of the tinkling ornaments. Will I number you to the sword? Will I stretch out my hand upon it, the land, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it? And will break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. Thus will I do unto this place, inhabitants thereof, and as Tophet. I will do in thee that which cannibalism I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because of all thine abominations. First I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double. I will consume man, beast, fowls of the heaven, fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked, by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. I will cut man from off the land and the remnant of Baal, them that worship the host of heaven upon their housetops. Thirdly, them that worship and that swear by both the Lord and Milcom. Fourthly, them that are turned back from the Lord. And fifthly, lastly, he will cut off those that have not sought nor inquired for the Lord. I will destroy your high places. I will do these things unto thee, because thou hast gone a whoring, polluted with idols. I will draw out a sword after them. I will destroy my people. I will dash them one against another. I will have laid the land most desolate because of all their abominations. I will meet them as a bear that had bereaved of her whelps, and I will rend the call of their heart, and will devour them like a lion. The wild beasts shall tear them, and I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them.
I will send the sword and famine and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers. I will send to destroy you, and I will increase the famine upon you, and will break your staff of bread. I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and will distress them, and will smite the inhabitants of this land, man and beast. I will surely consume them. The sword of the Lord shall devour from the one end of the land even to the other end of the land. I will cut off man and beast from it. I will stretch out my hand against thee, Jerusalem, and destroy thee. Will I stretch out my hand upon them, and make the land desolate. I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. I will punish all them that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's house with violence and deceit. I will punish the princes. I will scatter a third part into the winds, and will draw out the sword after them. I will scatter thee among the heathen, and disperse thee in the countries, and will consume thy filthiness out of thee. I will scatter them also among the heathen, and will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will scatter your bones round about your altars. I caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. Afterward I will deliver Zedekiah and the people, and such as are left in the city, from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down. He had cast them out from his presence. He will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and he will hiss unto them from the end of the earth. Hid I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. I have brought upon them Jerusalem's mother, a spoiler, Babylon. I have caused him, Nebuchadnezzar, to fall upon it, Jerusalem, suddenly. I have delivered her, the north, into the hand of her lovers. I have driven to places them, this evil family that worship idols with Israelite bones. I have set it, Jerusalem, in the midst of the nations. I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. I scatter them among the heathen. I shall drive them. I will assemble them into the midst of this city. I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. But I will not make a full end with you. I will bring them against thee on every side. I will bring up a company upon them, and will give them to be removed. I will bring you forth out of the midst of it, Jerusalem. I will cast you, Judah, out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brother Ephraim. I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons, to fall by the sword before their enemies, to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh. I will deliver you into the hands of the strangers, them whom thou hatest. Deliver all the strength, labor, precious things of the city, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah. I will execute judgments in thee, and the whole remnant of thee will I scatter into all the winds. I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans. I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon. I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant and theirs. I will even give them and Zedekiah into the hand of their enemies. I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. I will raise up thy lovers against thee. I will send and take all the families of the north, will bring them Babylon against this land, and all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations, and will work an unbelievable to you work in your days. I raise up the Chaldeans. The residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. Will I bring an heir, Sennacherib, take possession unto thee, O inhabitant of Merashah, a place in Judah? Will I do unto this house as he did to Shiloh when the ark taken, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh? Will I scatter them as the stubble? I will cause the enemy to entreat the remnant well in the time of affliction. I will give their wives unto others, and their fields to them covetous. I will bereave them of children, and will give thy mountains substance, and all thy treasures to the spoil. I will give into the hand of their enemies. I will give Zedekiah and the residue here, and those in Egypt. I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms. Hurt and reproach. I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon. I will cast you out of this land into a land that you know not. I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land which thou knowest not. For fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you, The Lord has spoiled their pasture, shepherds. Thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price. I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will fill all the inhabitants of this land with drunkenness. I will give children to be their princes. I will lay stumbling blocks before this people. The people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity. Isn't this from the Lord? I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. I will profane my sanctuary. I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith ye fight against the king of Babylon, and against the Chaldees which besiege you without the walls. I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee according to their judgments. I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you. The Lord hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guests, the birds. So will I send upon you famine and evil beasts. Their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls and beasts. I will appoint over them four kinds, sword, dogs, birds, beasts. Him that is in the open field will I give to the beasts to be devoured.
List the after remnant. For transgressions, I will not turn away the punishment of Gaza, because they have carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. The Lord will spoil the Philistines. I will take away his blood, unclean meats, out of his mouth. I will stretch out my hand upon the Philistines. I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. I will kill thy Philistinia, root with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. I will cut off him that holds the scepter from Ashkelon. The Lord has given his sword a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore. There has he appointed it, his sword. His sword will not be quiet yet. I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod and will cut off the cherethims. I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza. I will turn mine hand against Ekron. I will execute great vengeance upon them, cherethims, with furious rebukes. I lay my vengeance upon them, the cherethims.
This is to Syria from Kerr. Syria with Ephraim forgot that he is the God of her salvation, the rock of her strength. For transgressions, I will not turn away the punishment of Syria, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. I will send a fire into the house of Haziel. I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus. I will break also the bar of Damascus. I will cut off the inhabitants from the plain of Avon. I will cut off him that holds the scepter from the house of Edom.
This is against Tyre. For transgressions, I will not turn away the punishment of Tyre,
because they have delivered up the whole captivity to Edom and remembered not the brotherly covenant. I will send a fire upon the wall of Tyrus, which shall devour the palaces thereof. I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. I will bring thee to ashes. The Lord of hosts has purposed it to stain the pride of all glory and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdoms. I will bring strangers upon thee, because Tyrus pretended to be gone. The Lord hath given a commandment against the merchant city, Cunn, to destroy the strongholds thereof. I am against thee, O Tyrus. I will cause many nations to come up against thee. I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. I will also scrape her dust from her and make her thee like the top of a rock. I will make thee a desolate city. I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease. He said, thou shalt no more rejoice, O thou oppressed virgin, daughter of Zidon. I will make thee a tear. I will cast her out. I will smite her power in the sea. And I have set thee as an anointed cherub that covers. I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub. I will cast thee to the ground, and will lay thee before kings. I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and bring thee down with them that descend into the pit. After the end of 70 years, the Lord will visit Tyre, and she shall turn to her hire, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world. I shall set her glory in the land of the living. And this is against Zidon. I am against thee, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee. I will send into her pestilence. I have executed judgments in her, Zidon. I shall be sanctified in her. This is concerning the Amorites. For transgressions, I will not turn away the punishment of Ammon, because they have ripped up the women with children of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border.
I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour the palaces thereof, with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind. I will stretch out my hand upon thee, Ammon, and will deliver thee for a spoil to the heathen, and I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of the countries. I will destroy thee. I will deliver thee, Ammon, to the men of the east, and I will bring a fear upon thee from those round about you. I will cause an alarm of war to be heard in Ramah to desolation. I will make Rabbah, Ammon, a stable for camels. Afterward, I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon.
And this one here is against Assyria.
The Lord has given a commandment concerning thee, Assyrian ruler. I am against thee, Assyria. He will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria. I will make Nineveh a desolation. His hand is stretched out. And now will I break his yoke, Assyrian, from off thee, and will burst thy Israel bonds in sunder. That I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. I will burn her chariots in the smoke. I will cut off the prey from the earth. I will cut off the graven image and the molten image, and will make thy grave, for thou, Nineveh, art vile. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face. I will show the nations thy nakedness. I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock. Concerning Edom, the counsel of the Lord, that he hath taken against Edom, and his purposes, and his purpose against the inhabitants of Teman. For transgressions I will not turn away the punishment of Edom. He did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. I will send a fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Bozrah. I have made thee, Edom, small among the heathen. I will make thee small among the heathen. A rumor from the Lord that nations would attack Edom. I'll bring thee down from thence, highness, self-exaltation. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will discover thy sins. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. I'll bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I visit him. In the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, who have joyfully taken my land. I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because Israel borne shame of heathen. I have heard all thy blasphemies, Mount Seir. I have heard Mount Seir's words against me. I will prepare thee unto blood. I will cut off man and beast from it. I'll fill his mountain with his slain men. My soul shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edomia, upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood, fat of lambs, goats. The Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edomia. The day of the Lord's vengeance. I will preserve them fatherless children alive, and let thy widows trust in me. I will even do according to thine anger. I will do unto thee desolation as you enjoyed it upon others. I am against thee, Mount Seir. I will lay my vengeance upon Edom. I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom. I will stretch out my hand against thee, Mount Seir. I will cut off from it, Mount Seir, him that passes out and him that returns. Shall I not in that day even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret parts. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate. I will make thee desolate. I will make it desolate from Teman. I will make thee perpetual desolations. I will make thee, Mount Seir, most desolate. I have sworn by myself, saith the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach. I will make myself known among them, when I have judged thee. I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. My mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them animals. He has cast the lot for them animals, and his hand has divided Edomia unto them by line. Edom shall build, but I will throw down. The Lord has indignation forever against Edom. I will suddenly make him, Nebuchadnezzar, run away from her, Edom. And who is a chosen man, that I may appoint over him to govern Edom? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is the shepherd governor that will stand before me? Elam. I'll break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And I will bring upon Elam the four winds, and scatter them toward all those winds. I'll cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies. I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger. I will send the sword after them, till I have consumed them. I'll set my throne in Elam, and I will destroy them.
and will destroy from thence the king and the princes, and will bring again the captivity of Elam in the latter days. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, I will scatter into all winds them that are in the uttermost corners. I will bring their calamity from all sides. Gog, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, that my fury shall come up in my face. I am against thee, O Gog. I will turn thee back, and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. I will bring thee against my land. I'll be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before heathen, north comes down on peaceful Israel. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I will set my glory among the heathen. I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and will not let them pollute my holy name any more. I have spoken of this day I shall be glorified. I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets, that I would bring thee against them. Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel. I do have a sacrifice for you, fowl and beasts. I am against thee, O Gog. I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws and bring thee forth. I have spoken in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath. I have executed my judgment and have laid my hand upon them. I will send a fire on Magog and will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him overflowing hail, fire, brimstone. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds. Concerning and against Moab. For transgressions I will not turn away the punishment of Moab, because he has burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. I know his Moab's wrath. I have heard the reproach of Moab. I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kerioth. I will cut off the judge from the midst thereof. I will slay all the princes thereof with him. The hand of the Lord rest in this mountain. Moab shall be trodden down under. He shall spread forth his hands like a swimmer in the midst of them. He shall bring down their Moab's pride together with the spoils of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of thy wall shall he bring down. I will open the side of Moab. I will give them Moab in possession under the men of the east with the Ammonites. I will execute judgments upon Moab. I will send unto him wanderers that shall cause him to wander, emptying and breaking his bottles. I have broken Moab like a vessel wherein is no pleasure. I will bring more upon Dimon, loins upon him that escapes of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. I have caused wine to fail from the winepress. None shall tread with shouting. Their shouting will I cause to cease in Moab, him that offereth in the high places. I have made their vintage shoutings to cease. I will howl for Moab. I will cry out for all Moab. I will weep for thee, O vine of Sibma, with the weeping of Jazer. I will bewail the with the weeping of Jazer, the vine of Sibma. O water with my tears, O Heshbon and Elal. My heart shall mourn for the men of Kehirs. My heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and my heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kehirs. My bowels shall sound like an harp for Moab, and my inward parts for Kehirah. I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of their visitation. As I live, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and I will bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days. Let mine outcasts dwell with thee, Moab. Ammon, I will judge thee in the place where thou wast created. I will pour out my indignation upon thee, and will blow against thee in the fire of my wrath, and deliver thee into the hand of brutish men. I have made thee a reproach unto the heathen. I have smitten mine hand at thy dishonest gain. I shall deal with thee. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. I have heard the revilings of the children of Ammon, whereby they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Samaria. I will make Samaria as a heap of the field, and as a plantings of a vineyard, and I will pour down the stones thereof into the valley, and I will discover the foundations thereof. And now Egypt. Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar. I'll give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar. I have given him the land of Egypt. I will bring him to Babylon and will plead with him there for his trespass. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon. I shall put my sword into his hands, into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out upon the land of Egypt. I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked. I will make the land waste and all that is therein by the hand of strangers. I will deliver them, Egypt, into the hand of those that seek their lives. Nebuchadnezzar.
Pharaoh, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I am against thy Pharaoh's rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste because you say that you made them a Nile. I will break Pharaoh's his arm. I have broken the arm of Pharaoh. I will cause a sword to fall out of his Pharaoh's hand. I have made him fair. I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. I have driven him out for his wickedness. Heart lifted up. Will I recompense upon his own head? Pharaoh broke the covenant. I caused a mourning when he went down to the grave. I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods thereof. I caused Lebanon to mourn for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of Pharaoh's fall, when I cast him down to hell. Judgment. The Lord of hosts has purposed upon Egypt the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he has determined against it. The Lord rides upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt. He also, God compared to Egypt, is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. I will spread my net upon him. I will put my hooks in thy jaws. I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick under thy scales, and I will bring thee up out of the midst of the rivers, out of the midst of thy rivers, and will leave thee thrown into the wilderness. I have given thee for meat to the beast. I will bring a sword upon thee and cut off man and beast. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among through the countries. I will make the land of Egypt desolate. I will diminish them. I will make Pathros desolate. I will set a fire in Zoan. I will execute judgments in No. I will pour my fury upon Sin, the strength of Egypt, and will cut off the multitude of No. I will set fire in Egypt, and shall break there the yokes of Egypt. I will execute judgments in Egypt. I, Adonai Jehovah, will also destroy the idols. I will cause their images to cease out of Noph. I will put a fear in the land of Egypt. I will therefore spread out my net over thee. I will leave thee upon the land. I will cast thee forth upon the open field, and will cause all the fowls of heaven to remain upon thee, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with thee. I will lay thy flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with thy height. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest. Even the mountains and the rivers shall be full of thee. I will destroy all of those beasts thereof from beside the great waters, and will make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil. I shall make the land of Egypt desolate. I shall smite all them that dwell therein. I have caused my terror in the land of the living. When I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven, and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon thy land, saith the Lord God. I will also vex the hearts of many people, when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations. I'll make many people amazed at thee. I shall brandish my sword before them. By the swords, Babylon of the mighty, will I cause thy multitude to fall. The Lord did drive away in them Egyptians valiant. I will punish the multitude of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their kings, even Pharaoh, and all them that trust in him. I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians. I'll destroy the council thereof. I'll give the Egyptians over into the hand of a cruel lord. The Lord shall smite Egypt. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof. Fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shakes over it. The Lord God of hosts has a sacrifice, a slaughter of the Egyptians, in the north country by Euphrates. At the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians, and will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return. He shall smite and heal it, Egypt. He shall be entreated of them, Egypt, and shall heal them. They shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior, and a great one, and he shall deliver them. The Lord shall be known to Egypt. Says Egypt, my people. I will take vengeance. I will not meet thee, Babylon, as a man, respectively, humanely. The Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. The Lord has loved him, and will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken, yea, I have called him, I have brought him Cyrus. Now Babylon's did show them, my people, no mercy.
I will punish the kings of Babylon in his land, as I have punished the kings of Assyria. The Lord has opened his army and has brought forth the weapons of indignation. I will rise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee, Babylon, with men, Cyrus, as with caterpillars. The Lord will raise up the spirit of the kings of the Medes. I will stir up the Medes against them. Behold, he, Cyrus, shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan under the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her Babylon. Who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her Babylon? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Surely he, Cyrus, shall make their habitation desolate with them, the weakest. He has taken counsel against Babylon. He has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, desolation. I have commanded thee to destroy places. I have laid a snare for thee. I am against thee, O thou most proud. I will visit thee. I will kindle a fire in his cities. God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighboring cities thereof. So shall no man abide there, Babylon. I will make drunk her princes. I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. I will do judgment upon her graven images, and will punish Bel in Babylon. And I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, and dry up her sea, and make her springs dry. And will make their feasts in their heat. I will make them drunk in perpetual sleep. I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. I will raise up against Babylon, against them that dwell in the midst of them, that rise up against me, a destroying wind. I will send unto Babylon farmers that shall fan her, shall empty her land. The Lord has both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. And Babylon, their condemnation, well, they excuse their deeds, saying that they were God's tool of punishment. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, which destroys all the earth. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand, and has made all the earth drunken. Now, Babylon, art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations. With thee will I destroy the kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces the horses and his rider. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces the man and woman. And with thee will I break in pieces the young and old. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. And I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of ox. And with thee will I break in pieces the captains and rulers. And I'll render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea for all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord. He shall surely requite.
Shall render unto her a recompense. I will bring forth out of his people that which he hath swallowed up.
The Lord hath despoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice. From me shall spoilers come unto her. This next part seems to represent the day when God's other servant, Jesus, comes to judge the world. I have commanded my sanctified ones, Cyrus, to wipe out Babylon. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The Lord of hosts musters the host of battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord. The weapons of indignation to destroy the whole land, Cyrus coming against Babylon. The day of the Lord, destruction from the Almighty. He shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious for scarcity, perhaps, than fine gold. I will shake the heavens. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. I will rise up against them, and cut off from Babylon the name, the remnant, and the son, and nephew. I will also make it a possession for the bitter, and pools of water. I will sweep it with the bosom, our broom of destruction. North Israel, their guilt. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time virgin. I'm pressed under you as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. I know your manifold transgressions. Hosea, guilt. I would have healed Israel. I remember all their wickedness. The Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of heaven. I will chasten them, as their congregation has heard. I have redeemed them. I have bound and strengthened their arms. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Yea, though they have hid among the nations, now will I gather them. And they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the kings of the princes. I have written
to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. They sacrificed flesh for the sacrifices of mine offerings, and eat it. But the Lord accepts them not, and now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Hosea, both judgment and guilt. Thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me, therefore will I change their glory into shame. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores. North guilt and punishment. My God will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him. All their Ephraim's wickedness is in Gilgal. Joshua renewed circumcision, then first Passover kept there, but bad peace treaty, then Saul ground. For there I hated them, for the wickedness of their doings. I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. Ephraim provoked me to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. They forgot me after being filled. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a shepherd by the way will I observe them. This word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I have brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him. I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and all vineyards shall be wailing. I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell your solemn assemblies. I will not accept meat and burnt offerings, nor regard peace offerings. I will not hear the melody of thy vials. The Lord God is sworn by himself, saith the Lord God of hosts. I abhor the excellency of Jacob, and hate his palaces. Therefore I will deliver up the city with all that is therein. The Lord commanded, and he will smite the great house with breaches, and the little house with clefts. I will raise up against you a nation. The Lord God showed unto me. He formed grasshoppers. The Lord repented for this. The Lord God called to contend by fire. The Lord repented for this. The Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line. With a plumb line in his hand, I'll set a plumb line in the midst of my people. I will not again pass by them any more. The eyes of the Lord are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob. So Hosea, judgment, I'll destroy thy mother. I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. The Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place, Israel called a heifer, when it lived well in Assyria. He has withdrawn himself from them. I'll pour out my wrath upon them like water. I'll be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rockedness. I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will tear away, and none shall rescue him. I hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. I will send a fire upon Judah's cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. Therefore he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sin. So now the north, punishment. Though they, Ephraim, bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, and that there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also unto them when they depart from them. Will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb? It is in my desire that I should chastise them. I pass over upon her fair neck, lighter chastening for the more sensitive. I will make Ephraim to ride. The Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel. I will smite both the winter house together with the summer house. Some have two houses. The Lord God hath sworn by his holiness that he will take you away with hooks. Also I have given you cleanness of teeth and want of bread, hoping you will return. I have withholden the rain from you, and caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. I have smitten you with mildew, blasting. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with a sword, and have taken away your horses, and have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Thus will I do unto thee, O house of Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. I will take up against you a lamentation, O house of Israel. I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. The Lord sent a word, chastening,
into Jacob, Ephraim.
Assyria.
The Lord has a mighty and strong one, Assyria, to put down Ephraim's drunk proud. The Lord shall bring upon thee, and upon thy people, and upon thy father's house, the days that have not come, from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria. I will send him, Assyria, against the hypocritical nation, against the people of my wrath, will I give him a charge, albeit he meaneth not so proud. The Lord shave with a razor that is hired, namely by them beyond the river, by the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it shall also consume the beard. The Lord shall hiss for the fly that is in the uttermost part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. The remnant shall return unto the mighty God, Assyria no longer their stay. Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrians be beaten down. The Lord shall lay upon him, Assyria, the grounded staff, the staff of correction. A little while, and I'll avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu. I'll break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. I'll no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. This sentence is repeated through the judgments. The Lord was an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed his strongholds, and has increased in the daughters of Judah mourning and lamentation. The Lord has swallowed up all the habitations of Jacob, and hath not pitied. He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground, and has polluted the kingdom and princes thereof. Ephraim proudly retries. The Lord shall set up the adversary of Rezin against him, and join his enemies together. For the people turns not unto him that smites them, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut them off, Israel's head ancient, and the tail false prophet, in one day. The Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows, for every one is an hypocrite and an evil doer, and every mouth speaks folly. Though the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the Lord. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land darkened. Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. The Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption in Israel, thus remember. His anger was in their destruction. He, the Syrian coming, shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. Plead with your mother, plead. For she is not my wife, neither am I her husband, lest I strip her naked, and set her in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms, and I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths. I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold. Will I return, and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I'll also cause all her mirth to cease, and will destroy her vines and her fig trees, and I will make them a forest to be eaten of beasts, and I will visit upon her the days of Balaam. North punish, Christ return. I will not again pass by them any more. The Lord has sworn, I will never forget any of their works. I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the morning of an only sun, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not for bread, but for the Lord's words. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and said, I will slay the last of them with the sword. Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them out. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them.
and I'll set mine eyes upon them for evil, not for good. And the Lord God of hosts is he that touches the land, and it shall melt, and all that dwell therein shall mourn. And here's the aftermath. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Since I spake unto him, I do earnestly remember him still, ready to repent at a little chastening. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him. When the Lord has performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I'll punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, because proud, he shall send among his Assyria fat ones leanness, and under his Assyria glory. He, Lord, shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. The Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, Assyria, according to the slaughter of Gideon, at the rock of Oreb. And as his, Moses, rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. The Lord of hosts, shall lop the bow with terror. The haughty Sennacherib shall be humbled when comes to Jerusalem. I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably under her, and I will give her her vineyards from thence, husband rather than master. I will take away the name of Balaam out of her mouth, will I make a covenant for them, and will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and I will make them lie down safely, and will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. And that day I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens. I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people.
The Gentiles. Canaan, I will even destroy thee. The Lord their God shall visit them, Canaanites. I will send a sword against you, nations. I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and much more other nations. I will call for a sword upon the inhabitants of the earth. He will give them that are wicked to the sword. The slain of the Lord should be from one end of the earth to the other. The Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. I've cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste. I punished them. I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. With the fire of my jealousy shall all the earth be devoured. The Lord will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth. He shall give a shout as a great treader against all. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. The Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. All this once cause them Gentiles to know. I'll cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. I'll then turn the people to a pure language. Gentiles, come to mine altar. I'll glorify the house of my glory. All nations. But the Lord comes forth out of his place, and will come down, and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains shall be molten under him, the Lord on the head of them, God providentially leading armies to get his people. He shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations. The mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it, that there will be peace. The indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He's utterly destroyed them, he's delivered them to slaughter. He shall bless Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. Now here are specific prophecies. We got Shebna, placed by Eliakim. The Lord will carry thee, Shebna, away with a mighty captivity. He will surely cover thee rather than this sepulcher. He will surely violently toss turn thee, Shebna, like a ball into a large country. I will drive thee from thy station, and from thy state shall he pull thee down. I will call my servant Eliakim. I will clothe him, Eliakim, with thy Shebna robe, and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy Shebna government into his hand. I will lay upon his, Eliakim's shoulder, the key of the house of David, so he, Eliakim, shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him, Eliakim, as a nail in a sure place. Choose Abraham, prophecy. Who the Lord raised up the righteous man Abraham from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him ruler over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, who has wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first and the last, I am he. Thou, my servant, I have chosen thee. I have not cast thee away. I have taken
him from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof.
This is a prophecy of Cyrus.
He says to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built. I will raise up the decayed places thereof. He saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. He saith of Cyrus, this is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. He is anointed, Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him, Cyrus, the two-leaved gates. And the gates shall not be shut, and I will go before thee, and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut asunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have called thee by name, I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Though thou hast not known me, I girded thee, that thou may know from the rising of the sun, and from the west, that there is none beside me. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his way, and he shall build my city, and he shall let my captives go, not for price nor reward. He calls a ravenous bird from the east, Cyrus, a man that executes my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. The Gentiles are grafted in. Even thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and of daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. The stranger that joins himself to the Lord, covenant to serve love, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord God which gathered the outcast of Israel saith, yet will I gather to him besides those that are gathered unto him. I will lift up mine hand beckoning to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, joining Israel as God's people. I am the Lord. He was found of them Gentiles that sought him not, who was made manifest unto them that asked not after him. Habakkuk's Psalm. God came from Teman, that's in Edom, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah, Jesus on Sinai. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was a hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea that thou didst ride upon thy horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundations under the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of the villages. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses. Malachi. I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces. I have sent this commandment. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people. The Lord will cut off a man that doeth this, married heathen women. He regardeth not the offering any more. The Lord has been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth. Did he not make thee one to seek a godly seed? The Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hates putting away. I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. The Lord hearkened and heard what his people said to each other. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them. Zechariah's prophecy, Pharisees. I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, but lo, I will deliver the men, Pharisees, every one into his neighbor's hand. Out of their hand will I not deliver them. I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock.
And I took unto me two staffs, the one I called beauty, the other I called bands, and I fed the flock. Three shepherds also I cut off, and 1 month my soul loathed them, and their soul abhorred me. Then said I will not feed you. I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break the covenant, which I made with all the people. I, the Lord, was priced at 30 pieces of silver. The Lord would stretch forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. Will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people? I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and I will smite every horse of the people with blindness. Will I make governors of Judah like an heath of fire among the wood to devour? Zechariah's prophecy of the gospel. He will have for himself bent Judah, and fill the bow with Ephraim. The Lord has seen them, maybe the apostles, and his arrows, the gospel, shall go forth as the lightning. The Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south, Vehement. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, the apostles. The Lord their God shall save them. How great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. The Lord shall make them bright clouds, and give them showers of rain when asked. My anger was kindled against them, shepherds, Pharisees, against the shepherds. And I punished the goats, the unsaved. For the Lord of hosts has visited his flock, the house of Judah, and has made them as his goodly horses in the battle. The Lord is with them, the fighters. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. I will hiss, whistle, for them, and gather them, and for I have redeemed them. I will sow them among the people. I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria, and I will give them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. And now Zechariah's prophecy, purging. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. Shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem? I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. I will cut off the names of the idols out of their land. I will cause the prophets and unclean spirits to pass out of the land. I will turn my hand upon the little ones. Now here's Zechariah's prophecy on the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord comes. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle? His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. The Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. One day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. The Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. The Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. The Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to the feast of tabernacles. Joel. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army. His camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word. Will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people? Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I send you corn and wine and oil. I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren. The Lord will do great things. He has given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain. I will restore unto you the years that the locust have eaten. I will restore unto you the years that the locust my army hath eaten. God, that has dwelt wondrously with you, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat.
I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel.
If you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense on your own head. I will raise them out of the place whither you have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah. And the Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. I am the Lord, your Israel's God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. For I will cleanse her blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwells in Zion. Isaiah had a vineyard song parable. My well-beloved has a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. He fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. He asked Israel to judge between me, the Lord, and my vineyard. What have I not done in it? I looked that it should bring forth grapes. I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof,
and it shall be trodden down, a light waste. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. He looked for judgment and righteousness.
God's treatment of Israel historically.
When I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thy own blood, and said, Live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud. When I passed by thee, I looked upon thee, I spread my skirt over thee. I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee. Thou becamest mine. I washed thee with water. I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin. I girded thee about with fine linen, and covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and put bracelets upon thy hand, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. My meat also I gave thee, I fed thee. I stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee. I will gather all thy lovers, and all them that thou hast hated. I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them. I will judge thee as women that break wedlock. I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy, and I will also give thee into their hand. I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot. Will I make my fury toward thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and I will be no more angry. Never open thy mouth any more, because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done. I will also smite my hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, the Lord, have said it. But I will have mercy on the house of Israel, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. I am against the shepherds. I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. I will both search my sheep and seek them out. I will seek out my sheep and deliver them out of all places. I will bring gather them out from the people, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon their mountains. I will feed them in a good pasture. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down. I will seek that which was lost, and bring them again that which was driven away. And I will bind them up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, and I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. I will judge between cattle and cattle. I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Will I save my flock? I will set up one shepherd over them. I, the Lord, will be their God. I, the Lord, have spoken. And I will make them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease. I will make them, and the places round about my hill, a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. I have broken the bands of the yoke, and delivered them. I will raise up for them a plant of renown. I, the Lord, the God, am with them. And that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. I am your God, saith the Lord God.
He tells a story. As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you elders. Lifted up mine hand against Israel to bring them from Egypt to Canaan. Made myself known, Israel in Moses' day. I espied for them a land. I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish mine anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I write for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them. I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments. I gave them my Sabbaths. I am the Lord that sanctify them. I said, I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I given. Mine eye spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish mine anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the countries. I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts. I had brought them, Israel in Joshua's day, into the land of Canaan, for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it to them. I brought you into a plentiful country. The Lord that brought us, Israel should say this, up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought. I have broken thy yoke of old time. I have given land for an inheritance unto your fathers.